This is your place in the radio world to find out about all kinds of information. America Weekend is the program. I'm Valerie Smaldone. And talking about all kinds of information, you know, fashion sense is something that really is either innate or is acquired. And Michael O'Connor is a fashion expert. He's a celebrity stylist who has all the information on how to make us look so much better. In this week's segment in Fashionable in 5, Michael talks about how to mix patterns, or do we? Let's find out.
I hope you caught my last week's segment about belts and how to wear them, but this week we actually have a little bit of a scary show for you. There's a huge question, and it sometimes is a huge mistake for many who don't know the guidelines. That question is wearing patterns, and on the more daring side, mixing them together. Now that's frightening. But don't worry, it's not all that complicated. So this week, I'm going to give you 5 simple rules, if you will, that will have you wearing and mixing patterns like a Hollywood stylist. First of all, it's called the rule of making it a monologue. If you're like many, and you like a really more conservative approach to the way you dress, that's fine. But when wearing a pattern, keep it simple and wear only one pattern at any given time, and then combine clothes with only solid colors, for example, blacks, whites, or grays, neutrals, or one of the colors from the pattern. You can choose to match the predominant base color if you'd like, but if you want to be a little bit more forward, choose one of the minor colors in the pattern and use that for complementary clothing and accessories. This is actually a great approach because the mixing of patterned clothes with solids can actually help make it appear like you have many more outfits in your closet. One patterned skirt with a few color choices may have 5 or 6 solid tops that will look amazing with it. Remember, when you're choosing patterns, large bold patterns can overwhelm a small frame. Small, medium-sized patterns can actually make a large frame appear even bigger. Horizontal stripes draw the eye across the body, giving width, and vertical stripes draw the eyes up and down, giving the body height. Some patterns are so small that they really appear as solids, and from a very short distance away. So many stripes, polka dots, and tweeds can give this effect. Therefore, if you're a little more daring and you want to try this, mix some of those with another patterned piece of clothes. But for those of you who really want to be daring and mix your patterns, here's some other things that you should know. Rule 2 is let one lead. Different patterns work, and when you're going to mix patterns, one piece must always be the lead pattern. Both patterns cannot compete for the focus of the attention in the same way. So what that means is that if one pattern needs to be the dominant pattern, you want to use one as an accent pattern. This can often be done in the scale of the pattern, wearing one pattern that's big and bold, the dominant pattern, and then combining that with a pattern that's a little bit more subdued, or the restrained or submissive pattern. So for example, if you like a window pane pattern, pick one that's very large and important and mix that with a smaller and simpler one. You could also mix the same patterns of different scales together to create a great look. Rule number 3, mix monochromatics. Monochromatic simply means single color. So since you have a lot of eye interest created by a pattern mix, one way to help make them work is to keep them all in the same color family and make sure that you share at least one major color. So this rule can help keep it safe and a little bit more on the daring side. You still need to remember, though, that one pattern needs to still take the lead while others play supporting roles. Rule number 4 is interest in inversion. So if you love a pattern, use more of it. If you love a pattern so much and you want to wear more of it, just simply pick one piece that is in one color for the top, and the other piece in the same pattern in an opposite or contrasting color for the bottom. That's a great way to mix patterns. And finally, rule number 5, and that is opposites attract. Sometimes two bolder patterns that have nothing to do with each other and are of two different colors can actually work well together, but this is the most tricky of all the combinations for you. It's best when combining large, bold stripes, wide stripes in neutral colors, and a more vibrant, rounded, or floral print in a complementary clothing piece. This is really a very sophisticated look, but it has to be done carefully. If you want to see this visually, go to my Facebook page, which is Michael O'Connor Style, or I hope you'll follow me on Instagram and on Twitter, which is at stylingspy, at stylingspy. So there you have some great rules on how you can actually wear patterns and how you can actually mix them together. So right now, you are fashionable in five. Until next week, thanks.
Okay, Michael O'Connor, and this is why, after listening to all those rules, I simply wear black, because it's so much simpler. Just plain black, and I'm good to go. Thanks for shedding light on this tricky subject of mixing patterns, Michael. I'm Valerie Smaldone, and this is America Weekend.
With you. As more and more of us discover the green imperative, in just 1 year, China consumed more coal than America, Russia, and India all combined. Get this. China opens up a brand new coal-fired plant every week now. The carbon footprint? Coal-burning power plants not only account for the deaths of more than 400,000 Chinese a year, but the acid rain fallout now covers Korea, Japan, and America, inflaming ozone levels and smog across America's west coast. As we explore alternative energies here, we hope to globalize this thinking everywhere. From the Greeniverse.
Think Green with Harrison at thinkgreenradio.com.
If you're an inventor who would like to attempt to have your idea or invention patented and submitted to industry, call InventHelp. They have free information for you. Call 1-800-405-9878. That's 1-800-405-9878.
Where are they now with Ahmad Rashad?
This Hall of Famer was nicknamed Nuxy. He didn't make his major league debut until he was 25 and threw his final pitch at 48. He's among the all-time leaders in starts, wins, losses, innings, walks, and strikeouts.
And the pitch. Knock a ball. Struck him out.
So where is Phil Niekro now? Phil currently sits on the board of advisors for Kids Studios, a company dedicated to developing socially responsible online game for kids. A statue of Phil throwing his knuckler stands outside Atlanta's Turner Field. Phil was also the manager of the Colorado Silver Bullets, an all-women baseball team which played against semi-pro men's team. Look out for that knuckleball. I'm Ahmad Rashad.
Just because you don't have time to read a book doesn't mean you can't enjoy stories about artists and groups that you love. To discover a whole new world of audiobooks and hear the stories that made the music, visit HappylandAudio.com. That's HappylandAudio.com.